Good morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok, this morning. We're talking about some of the animal life you confront and the way into work in the morning.
Well, that's right. I come over from Great Barrington every morning, and I have to tell you, you know, I go through some of the back roads and things, and there are deer all over the place, and they constitute a major risk to people. You could hit one of them, and you could be dead. So you have to be very, very careful about how you're driving, and it really isn't the deer's fault because they don't know any better.
One of those things to be cautious about as you're
right. One more thing to be cautious
about. Just one more thing. How cautious does Hillary Clinton need to be now in her campaign for president? The FBI, James Comey, the director, recommending no charges against Clinton for use of personal email. But as the Times editorialized, the charges against Hillary Clinton were right, and so was its strong rebuke of her risky practices.
That's right, and I agree with that. And how do we know that Comey was right? By the way, Comey is, I believe, himself a Republican and a guy with tremendous creds. So what he did was to really ball her out. And of course she deserved it. And how do we know that? Because she's admitted she wouldn't do it again. It isn't as if she's saying, oh, this is this plot, you know, they're out to get me. She made it clear that she would not do it again. So he was right to do it. He was right to ball her out. He was right to point it all out. And he was probably right that it would have been a blunder to recommend prosecution.
For likely voters, is it as good as an attack ad, this critique of Clinton by the director, as Patrick Healy writes in the Times today?
Yeah, no question. There's no question. This is going to cost her. It's going to cost her with moderate, middle-of-the-road people. We know that she's not popular. We know that people don't trust her. The polling all shows that. And, of course, when you're running against somebody like Donald Trump, who also has huge negatives, this is the kind of thing that not a Democratic partisan, not a Republican partisan will have any change with. But there are people in the middle, and those are the people who determine who's going to be elected president of the United States. The fact that you had Barack Obama out there with her, lending his creds to her, is a huge plus for Hillary Clinton, because Barack Obama at this point of the game, you wouldn't know it from some of the Republican rhetoric, but is one of the most popular people in this country and has been given a tremendous vote of approval by people in their polling.
You mentioned Trump having his own weaknesses. The convention is coming, says the headline, but Ohio is lukewarm to Trump.
Well, yeah, and that's where the convention's going to be. And I'm sure that the reason it's going to be there, David, is that this is a battleground state. No Republican, I believe, has ever won without winning Ohio, pretty close to that. Therefore, the idea was that if you were going to do that and have the convention there, you would get some votes. On the other hand, let's not forget that Donald Trump is a New Yorker. And he certainly isn't going to win New York.
In recent days, jihadists have killed more than 300 people in Turkey, Bangladesh, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia, Alan. And many Westerners seem to have shown less empathy for the victims. The headline, Muslims stung by West's indifference to their losses.
Well, David, the danger here is that there is going to be a reaction to this. And that reaction is going to be swift. It's going to be hard. We see it in France already, where they're taking several agencies and putting them into one super agency that will go after some of these miscreants. But every time you do that, there's a cost. And the cost here is going to be personal liberties that people have to face.
We started with wildlife. Let's end with wildlife. During the summer, mosquitoes and the threat of Zika ever present. Now, how about this? Buy a bat house. Devouring 1,000 mosquitoes an hour, bats are welcome guests as Zika's fears rise.
By the way, you anticipated my very remarks. We have bats at our house, and now it's love a bat. And those people who've been studying bats, my boy Jonas has a best friend who is one of the great bat experts, you know, in the world. And you'll remember that we did have this plague in which bats were dying by the thousands. Now's the time to figure out what we need to do to keep those mosquito-eating bats going.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.